Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, a day that commemorates June 19th, 1865. When enslaved people in Texas learned of their freedom, marking the end of slavery in the United States. It celebrates Black freedom, culture, and community. Cities and towns across Central Florida are hosting programs and gatherings to mark the occasion. Orange County's 2026 Juneteenth celebration Wednesday at the Regional History Center was Jerry Deming's final Juneteenth celebration as mayor of Orange County.
As we approach the 250th anniversary of our nation, we should never forget the rich history and all of the history as we celebrate this June 10th and what that means to those who were once enslaved in our country, my ancestors.
The master of ceremonies explained the theme of the celebration was, it's a family affair.
Here in Orange County, we don't just celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King one day out of the year, but we celebrate him all year long.
And the celebration highlighted the county's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. initiative.
Here in Orange County, we don't just celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King one day out of the year, but we celebrate him all year long.
Tomorrow, several Juneteenth events are happening throughout the day in Eatonville, one of the country's oldest incorporated Black municipalities. Known as the town that freedom built, Eatonville was established in 1887 by formerly enslaved African Americans.
We gather in a town founded in 1887 by people who believed in self-determination, community, and the importance of having a voice. Eatonville's story has always been one of people speaking truth, sharing wisdom, and preserving history through storytelling.
That was Eatonville Mayor Ruthie Critton reflecting on the town's legacy at the Southern Fried Poetry Slam held at the library earlier this month. That event honored former Eatonville resident, renowned author Zora Neale Hurston, who wrote the novel Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Like so many who were raised here, I grew up surrounded by the legacy of Miss Zora Neale Hurston. Her name wasn't just found in history books or history lessons. It lived in the stories, the traditions, and the spirit of this community. Eatonville shaped Zora, and through her writing, she helped the world understand the beauty, the complexity, the humor, and the humanity of Black life in America.
Poets, including Alana Jackson, performed their spoken word pieces based on the legacy and literary works of Hurston.
There is something about a woman. There is something about a woman. There is something about a woman. Did you see it? Can you feel it? There is something about Zora. There is something about a woman not afraid to stand in her shine. There is something about a woman not afraid to say what's on her mind. There is something about a woman whose words transcend space and time. It makes me want to live a little more fully, laugh a little more loudly, love a little more freely, and move a little more boldly. There's something about a woman whose words transcend space or time. There's something about that woman. Wanting wisdoms, we call upon your languages, threaded history to present day. Braid us down like cornrows anchored tightly to your skin for each of us, even when unaffiliated with your words, the reap of your inheritance, the boldness of your brow, and the zeal that you offer to bodies like mine to stand in awe of ourselves, to see ourselves as enough, to seek ourselves at every corner and every turn. Even at the sight of your unmarked grave, the gravity of you drew daughters to your gardens. We are in search of you, in search of the possible, the extraplanetary, like how even in poverty you knew that your words, that our stories were another land to build a life on. You occupied the real estate of our imagination and taught us how to live in layers, live in layers, live in layers that have always belonged to us. Language, laughter, story, joy. Your unction to be an unadulterated delight Your unction to be an adult unadulterated delight puts you in a category of women that some of us will refuse to call our own. Women walking wildly, furiously charting their course. Women who live on the lilt and levitate in the face of lonely. Sometimes we are searching for ourselves among a collection of stories that we may never belong to. But finding our mothers, not perfect, but human, is strange and necessary work to finding ourselves. As I search for myself among the grime and the clouds, as I unravel on stages and book pages and find myself whole between the covers, as I carry with me Zora's grit and Mama's sound, they are loud in my ear and there is music in all of it, a symphony of states, a crescendo of creativity, connection, community, of a coming and an unbecoming. 20 years after Zora Neale Hurston's death, Alice Walker found the site of her unmarked grave 20 years later. So for all of her contributions to the Harlem Renaissance, to anthropology and beyond, her work and she were seemingly forgotten, seemingly erased before they were refound. Mm-hmm. And ain't that just the way it goes? Mm-hmm. We live in a world that could love us and lose us all at the same time. Yes. How many pieces of us lay buried? How many unmarked graves? How many stories remain silent? And how many stories don't have to? We live in a world that could love us and lose us all at the same time, but there's something about Zora that makes me want to refuse to lose myself. Makes me want to write my life not just in pages, on posts, and texts, and DMs, but in footprints and on dance floors, dancing with my head pressed up against his chest or walking the shoreline on the sea of self-sovereignty. Because there is something about Zora that reminds me that until we learn to become our own author, until we learn to become our own center, we will always be revolving around somebody else. May we find her. May we find her because she makes me want to jump at the sun and sometimes even unafraid to shine. May we find her. It's something like the tug between a particle and a wave. The energy is always there, but it reappears when we observe it. May we find her, because once you bear witness, you can no longer unsee that she, that we exist. Thank you.
As communities celebrate Juneteenth this week, Eatonville remains a place where generations of families have preserved Black stories and built community.
It's important to understand what community really means to us as individuals. As individuals, community gives us security. It allows us to be what we can be. And so Eatonville, as an emblem of resistance and resilience, is very important.
And that was N.Y. Nethiri, Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.